of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
Welcome to season 2, episode 9 of Transformation Talks with Angela R. Strong, Empowered Edge Season. I am Angela R. Strong, and today we're exploring what might be the most misunderstood concept in personal development: vulnerability. In a culture that equates vulnerability with weakness, we're going to discover why the opposite is true. Real vulnerability, not oversharing or emotional dumping, but authentic openness, is actually one of the greatest sources of strength, connection, and transformation that's available to us. I spent most of my military career believing that vulnerability was the enemy of leadership. In high-stakes situations, I thought showing any uncertainty, fear, or need for help would undermine my authority and put my team at risk. Guess what? I was wrong. The moment that changed everything happened during a particularly challenging rescue operation. We were dealing with multiple casualties in a dangerous condition, and I had to make decisions that could mean life or death for the people that were involved. I felt overwhelmed and uncertain, but I did keep that to myself, projecting confidence that I didn't feel well. Afterwards, one of my team members approached me. "Chief," they said, "I could tell you were struggling in there, and it made me respect you more, not less. The fact that you felt the weight of those decisions and still made them, that was real leadership." It made me feel so good. The conversation shattered my understanding of strength. I realized that my attempts to appear invulnerable weren't making me stronger. They were making me isolated, less effective, and less human. True strength, I learned, comes not from having no vulnerabilities at all, but from being brave enough to acknowledge that you have them and to act despite those vulnerabilities. Let's start by clearing up what vulnerability is and it isn't. What vulnerability is not is oversharing personal details with everyone. Emotional dumping or making others responsible for your feelings. Being weak, helpless, or unable to handle challenges. Seeking attention or sympathy. Having no boundaries or self-protection. What vulnerability is emotional honesty about your authentic experience. The courage to be seen as you truly are. Acknowledging uncertainty, fear, or the need without being controlled by those needs. Opening yourself to possibility of rejection or judgment. Choosing connection over self-protection. Brené Brown defines vulnerability as uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. It's the birthplace of courage, creativity, and change. Here's what I've learned. Vulnerability isn't about being weak. It's about being brave enough to show up authentically when you can't control the outcome. And it takes tremendous strength to admit when you don't know something. It's okay. Ask for help when you need it. Share your struggles with trusted people. Express your true feelings instead of what you think others want to hear. Take risks that might lead to rejection or failure. Apologize when you've made mistakes. Say I love you first. Stand up for your values even when it's unpopular. The parity is this. The more willing that you are able to be vulnerable, the stronger you actually become. Not because vulnerability eliminates fear, but because it teaches you that you can feel fear and act courageously anyway. Let me share how vulnerability transformed my leadership. After that rescue mission and that conversation, I started leading differently. Instead of pretending to have all the answers, I began saying things like, I'm not sure about the best approach here. What do you think? I'm feeling overwhelmed about this decision. Can we work through it together? What are your ideas? I made a mistake in how I handled that situation. Here's what I learned. Tell me your take on it. The result? My team became more engaged, more creative, and more willing to take the initiative. They stopped waiting for me to have all the answers, and they started contributing their own solutions to problems. My vulnerability didn't make me a weaker leader. It made me a more effective leader. Here's the crucial part. Vulnerability must be practiced with discernment. Not everyone deserves access to your tender places. Keep that in mind also. Vulnerability without boundaries isn't brave. It's reckless. The three levels of vulnerability. Level one, self-vulnerability. This is being honest with yourself about your fears, your needs, your struggles, and your desires. You can't be authentic with others if you are not first authentic with yourself. Level two, selective vulnerability. This is sharing your authentic self with people who have earned the right to hear your story. Those who respond to your vulnerability with empathy, not judgment. Level three, strategic vulnerability. This is using your story and struggles to serve others. Through teaching, mentoring, or simply just modeling that it's okay to be human. The key is matching your level of vulnerability to the safety and the purpose of the situation at hand. You don't share your deepest struggles with your boss, but you might acknowledge when you're learning something new. You don't tell your life story to strangers, but you might share a relevant struggle with a friend who's going through something that's similar to you. Let's practice the vulnerability strength power pause. Think of a situation where you've been hiding behind a mask of strength or perfection. Take three deep breaths, and I want you to create space for honesty in this self-reflection moment. Ask yourself, what am I afraid will happen if I show my authentic self in this moment here? What is this mask of invulnerability costing me in connection and growth? What would courage look like in this situation? Where are the safe people that I could practice this vulnerability with? Who are they? How might my authenticity actually serve others? Notice the difference between the heavy feeling of pretending and the lighter feeling of potential authenticity. That's your soul calling you towards truth. If vulnerability feels scary, it's okay. Start small. I call this the vulnerability ladder. You climb one rung at a time. Rung one, self-vulnerability. You start by being honest with yourself and you acknowledge your fears, needs, and struggles in your journal or in a private reflection moment. Rung two, safe person vulnerability. Share something real with one completely safe person. It could be a trusted friend, a therapist, or a family member who has earned the right to hear your story. Rung three, small group vulnerability. Practice authenticity in a small supportive group, maybe a book club, a support group, or a close friend circle. Rung four, professional vulnerability. Bring appropriate authenticity to your work relationships. Admit when you need some help. Acknowledge when you make a mistake. Show your colleagues that you genuinely care. Rung five, public vulnerability. This might mean sharing your story more widely, speaking about your challenges, or using your platform to help others feel less alone. It could be on social media or speaking at an engagement. Remember, you don't have to climb that top rung. Find the level that feels authentic to you and sustainable for you. Here's what changed for me at each of these levels. Self-vulnerability helped me stop lying to myself about my struggles. It was okay to not be okay or to not know something. Safe person vulnerability gave me the support that I needed to heal. Small group vulnerability showed me that I wasn't alone in my experiences. And professional vulnerability made me more effective coach and leader. Public vulnerability, which is what I'm doing right now, through my speaking engagements and my writing, has allowed me to help thousands of people feel less alone in their struggles. Each rung builds your vulnerability muscle, and it shows you that you can be seen authentically and still be loved and respected and valued. Most people resist vulnerability because of some common fears. For instance, they'll think that I'm weak. When in reality, most people respect authenticity more than perfection. Vulnerability often increases respect, not decrease it. They'll use it against me. The reality of that is, this is why we practice selective vulnerability, and we only share it with people who've proven themselves trustworthy for us to be vulnerable with. I'll lose control. The reality of that is, vulnerability is not about losing control. It's about choosing courage over comfort. You're always in control of what you share and with whom you share it with. I'll be rejected. Reality is, some people might not respond well, and that's okay, but those aren't your people. Vulnerability helps you find your true tribe. I don't want to burden others. The reality of that is, appropriate vulnerability creates connection with others, not burden. Most people feel honored when you trust them with your authentic selves. The antidote to these fears is starting small and building your evidence that vulnerability leads to stronger relationships and greater personal freedom. This week's homework, I want you to identify one area where you've been hiding behind in vulnerability. I want you to choose an appropriate person, and I want you to practice moving up one rung on the vulnerability ladder. Notice that what happens when you show up authentically. How does people respond to you? How do you feel? What connections become possible for you? Remember, vulnerability is not about oversharing or having no boundaries. It's about being courageously authentic in service of connection and growth. True strength isn't about having no vulnerabilities. It's about being brave enough to acknowledge them and connect despite them. When you show up authentically, you give others permission to do the same. Next week, we're exploring creating your support network. Until then, remember that your vulnerability is not your weakness. It's your superpower. It's your superpower for creating genuine connection and meaningful change. I'm Angela R. Strong, and this has been Transformation Talk with Angela R. Strong, the Empowered Edge series. See you guys next week. Thank you for joining. If you like this video or it resonates with you, like, subscribe, share. See you guys next week.
Awakening to legacy, we got the key. Unlocking the leader you're meant to be. Mindful, bold, and totally free.